For years now, the Chinese government has been detaining hundreds of thousands of Uyghur Muslims in re-education camps in far western China. This was widely known, but this weekend, leaked documents obtained by the New York Times showed the chilling details of the policy. It's one of the most significant leaks of Chinese government papers in decades. Furkat Jawdat is a Uyghur Muslim living in Virginia, where he works as a software engineer. His mother was detained in China last year. Jawdat says he was too afraid to speak out, but last spring, that changed.
So my mom was detained last year, February 2018. I waited for her to be released more than 7 months. And then from last year, September, I started speaking out because that's about the time that first former detainees, they start to be released and then they spoke out about their experience in those camps. And then every time when I hear their testimonies, like, I just couldn't sleep, and then I just think about my mom, and then especially because of her health condition even before she was detained, I just couldn't take it anymore, so I decided to speak out.
So when did you actually last see your mother?
Last time was on 2010, September.
Wow.
When I was going to the university before I came to the U.S.
I mean, you do speak with your mom occasionally on the phone, and I know you've said in the past that you believe Chinese authorities are forcing your mother to tell you that everything is fine in China, she's being treated well, and for you to stop your activism. Why do you think that's the case? What evidence do you have?
So I got a phone call from her, and I couldn't believe myself that I was talking to my mom on the phone. And I asked her a couple of times, that, Mom, is that really you? Like, is that you? Hmm. And then as soon as, like, as we talked a couple minutes in the beginning, and I asked her, like, Mom, can I add my dad, my sisters, my brother on the line so we can just talk and then we can all know that, like, what's, like, how are you doing right now? And then she said that I have to talk to you first. So at that moment, I kind of realized that she wasn't alone. So after that, she just told me that, son, I know what you did. And then, like, I was in a school, like a really nice school, and then I was well taken care of. So you don't have to speak out anymore. Like, you cannot be part of any organizations doing anything against our country. And then everything is fine here. All those, like, propaganda stuff that I was listening many, many times, like, from different people. But I just couldn't believe that was coming from my mother's mouth.
So in March of this year, you had the opportunity to speak to the highest diplomat in the U.S. You met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. What were you able to discuss?
So in the meeting, I was there with another three Uyghurs, and then we all have our family members in the camp, and then there was a girl. She was actually former detainee in those camps, and then we spoke about how the camp condition is and then what's happening inside the camp, and especially like how it's even affecting our lives and then our families here in the U.S., and then we asked the U.S. government to stand up and then ask the Chinese government to shut down those camps and especially help us to release our family members from those places.
So what would you like to see Washington doing?
The number one thing is there is a bill in the Congress, the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2019. And then it's been sitting on the House for almost a year right now. And then we are pushing all the representatives to become sponsors and then get it passed and become a law. So that's the main important thing. And then another one is the Magnitsky Act to sanction the Chinese government officials who got directly or indirectly involved in those crimes.
Have you felt harassed since you've been outside of China?
Not directly from anyone close to me, but all the time from the Chinese police or the government through my mother or through WeChat from the Chinese police or the agents.
Recently, the official information arm of the Chinese government labeled you a terrorist. I mean, that's in China, but I mean, how does that make you feel being labeled that way?
So from a, like, China, like, as a second largest superpower in the world, to getting labeled as a terrorist, it is a huge title that I never expected to have. So the threats before that was coming from inside of China, from the Chinese agents in the region. But after that statement was released and it was published on all over the media, especially the Chinese media, so I don't know what will be the future of my family, especially my mother, in their hands. But especially after all those statements, all those news, I don't know if I can still feel safe anywhere I go.
Furkat Jawdat is a Uyghur activist. He's been speaking with us from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.